We're back. Here we go. We got the third half hour tonight. Jim Hobgood and I are glad that you're with us. We've got the Sabres' Chris Horn joining us now to talk a little bit about all the exciting recruiting news and the 20 verbal commitments that UVA has this year. Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Very good. Glad you could join us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Chris, I think our listeners would like to know just a general overview of Virginia's recruiting success to date.
Done very well so far under Coach London's first. This is his first full recruiting class in his tenure. He's got 20 verbal commitments so far. They can't sign letters of intent until February and make it official in February, but they have 20 verbal commitments, including 12 in-state kids, which I know was a top priority for those guys once they assumed control of the Virginia football program. So far, I think they have to be pretty pleased with, obviously, the number, 20 commitments. They can take five more, I believe, and each school is allowed to enroll 25 in a given freshman class. So I think they could go three to five more, and they're still in the running for some other top prospects, and they've done very well so far, as I mentioned, inside the state of Virginia, but also in the state of Maryland, being able to reel in some really top commitments out of that state.
Chris, who are some of the top names, you know, that have committed so far, and then maybe touch on some of the big names that Virginia is still chasing?
Sure, and we'll start keeping with the in-state theme. Clifton Richardson, who's a running back kind of athlete out of Menchville High School in the Tidewater area. So obviously that's the importance of the Tidewater area is certainly significant there. But Clifton is one of my top 10 prospects in the state of Virginia. I have him at number 7. He's a 6'1", 205-pound running back. Tough runner, but he's also shifty and quick. He's a guy that you could certainly give the ball to 25, 30 times a game on that next level. He's also very versatile and athletic because he can catch the ball out of the backfield. I wouldn't be surprised if he went elsewhere, if he got a look at as a receiver or as potentially a safety as well, but Virginia's recruiting him as a running back. And as I mentioned, he's one of my top 10 prospects in the state. And going back to the success in the state of Maryland, Virginia received a commitment from one of the top cornerback wide receiver prospects out of the state of Maryland, and even in the East Coast and potentially the country, in Brandon Phelps, who actually both of his parents attended University of Virginia. So that certainly helped Virginia out there in terms of being able to land him. But Virginia was able to gain his commitment over some top programs such as Alabama, Penn State. Basically about 30 FBS programs offered this kid. And he's a guy who could play offense and defense, but Virginia likes him as a cornerback and a very smooth prospect coming in at that position.
Hey, Chris, you mentioned top 10 prospects in the state of Virginia. Just out of curiosity, how many of those top 10 are still available?
Actually, quite a few, which is a little bit of a change from past years. There three have committed already. There's Corey Marshall, who's committed to Virginia Tech out of Dinwiddie High School. Of course, Clifton Richardson is up there as well. And Landon Turner out of Harrisonburg High School is committed to North Carolina. But my top prospect in the state, Curtis Grant, a lot of people's top prospect in the state, one of the top linebackers in the country out of Hermitage High School, he's still available. Virginia's also in the running with LaFonte Thorogood, who's a quarterback/athlete out of Ocean Lakes in Virginia Beach. And Jay Whitmire, who's a really, really athletic 6'7", 290-pound offensive tackle out of T.C. Williams in Alexandria, Virginia. And he's a prospect who is being recruited as an offensive tackle. He played a lot of 7-on-7 this past all season and actually played some tight end throughout those 7-on-7 competitions, just to give you kind of an idea of his athletic ability. He also plays basketball and lacrosse. So Virginia's in the mix. We'll see what happens. At this point, I think Virginia's in the best shape with Whitmire. I think they have a pretty good chance with him. And Curtis Grant, he's got basically the cream of the crop throughout the country interested in him, Alabama, Florida. I still think there's a chance he certainly could stay in state, and Virginia's, I believe, is still in the mix there. So we'll see what happens after the course of the season if they're able to make a move with him.
Let me ask you, before Frank, one quick question about the Watford kid from Hampton High School. Will he likely stay a quarterback? We all of a sudden we got a lot of quarterbacks in camp, so to speak. Or might they move him to another position?
He's pretty athletic, but I see him staying at quarterback. He's got good size. He's got a, I believe he's got an underrated arm. He certainly has some work to do. Of course, most high school prospects do have some work to do in terms of the passing game, but he can make plays with his legs as well. He's got good size, 6'1", 185 pounds, and I see him staying at I do, as I mentioned, I think he's a good athlete, but I really see him staying at quarterback.
A couple thoughts that come to mind. With all the NCAA investigation going on down in Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. would some of the UNC commitments, do you think that they might open themselves back up and open up the recruiting process again? And that's the first question, because mm-hmm. A couple of these are pretty big names. The second question I have for you is, through my sources, I was told that LaFont Thurgood, who's a tremendous athlete and bigger than Watford, 6'3", 224, mm-hmm. Down there in Virginia Beach, Ocean Lakes. I heard that he was everyone assumed that Virginia Tech was going to get him, mm-hmm. but they didn't recruit him very hard, and he felt that the way Virginia kept coming back to him and the way Virginia recruited Watford, and mm-hmm. apparently these guys talk, that he decided to hold off, and he's maybe considering Virginia seriously, regardless of whether he plays quarterback or not.
Yeah, I think we'll start with LaFonte. I think that's accurate. I do think Virginia is seriously in the picture. I do think with Virginia Tech, his cousin Marcus Davis, who's a wide receiver there, he's got a lot of connections there at Virginia Tech, as you mentioned, and it seemed like they were kind of the clear favor from the beginning, but he has kind of he's actually taken kind of a step back from the recruiting process just to kind of, I believe, kind of clear his mind. I think he was hoping to have something done before the start of his senior season, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen right now. And I do think Virginia is in the mix. I think he took a visit there and was impressed. And we'll see what happens as far as if the David Watford commitment has an impact there. But as far as the UNC situation, I think certainly at this point it's a wait and see deal. I think with a lot of recruits, just kind of seeing what happens eventually. But if certainly the NCAA comes down hard on North Carolina, I think that's got to have some kind of impact. And North Carolina has some, as you mentioned, some big-time commitments in the state, Landon Turner being the top guy, the offensive lineman out of Harrisonburg. And they also have Daquan Romero out of Phoebus High School in Hampton. So I think if something does come down, I think you'll see certainly a lot of schools just touching base with those guys and see what happens. And I would imagine that it would have an effect with some of those players.
Not that this player is an in-state player, but I have been reading about a big offensive lineman up in the state of Maryland. Can you shed some light on who that is and, you know, where that recruiting is going?
Yes, it's Donovan Smith, who's a 6'6", 275-pound offensive tackle that Virginia is in the running with. He's narrowed it down roughly to about 12 schools right now. So he's still got a ways to go in his recruiting process. I know in talking to Donovan several times, I know he's got taken a real strong liking to Coach Poindexter, Anthony Poindexter, who's his primary recruiter for Virginia. He has taken a visit to Virginia as well. So Virginia, I think, has a chance with him if they can get him down for another visit. And, of course, if Jay Whitmire were to commit before then, it would be interesting to see with limited spots what would happen there. But certainly a nice position to be in as far as UVA is concerned. They've already got several nice offensive line commits already. So they're just kind of looking at really topping off that offensive line class right now with either Whitmire or Smith. And Virginia is in the running with Donovan.
Yeah, Chris, the Maryland program is maybe in a similar state that the Virginia program was last year. Does that, mm-hmm. that make the state of Maryland ripe for schools like Virginia to go up there and recruit some of these kids?
Yeah, well, Virginia, even under Al Groves, has success in the WCAC, which is the D.C. Maryland area. It's a big-time football conference, and Virginia's had success in recruiting Good Counsel, DeMatha Catholic, and Coach Mike London coming in hired Sean Moore, who's very well-known and respected around that area. So I think and he made no secret that he wanted to continue to recruit that area. So I think that helped, of course, with Maryland not being a strong power at this point, a strong program at this point, that has to help. But the thing that really stands out to me as well is when you talk about a player like a Brandon Phelps, also a defensive end, Marco Jones out of the Baltimore area, Vincent Croce out of Good Counsel, I know, especially with Jones and Phelps, they both were considering Penn State, which I know Penn State really has had a lot of success over the past several years in the state of Maryland, and Virginia was able to beat them out for those particular prospects. So I think that's really significant to me, but it certainly does not hurt that Maryland isn't in a strong position right now, and Virginia can take advantage, and they're certainly pushing and making a strong effort to be successful in the Maryland D.C. and in Maryland, the state of Maryland as well.
Yeah, Coach Moore, I think he has a son playing tight end up there somewhere, right? Is he a sophomore, junior? What year is he?
He's actually entering his junior season, and Michael Moore, he's a defensive end tight end out of DeMatha Catholic, which Virginia has two commitments out of that school in the 2011 class, an offensive tackle, Kelby Johnson, and maybe one of the more kind of underrated prospects in the class, Jordan Lomax, who's a defensive back that Coach McGregor, who is the Hall of Fame head coach for DeMatha, raves about this kid. So I think Virginia should be pretty excited about being able to get Jordan Lomax, who's a speedy track guy, but he's a guy who could play cornerback, safety, really, really, really good defensive back.
Chris, one last question before we turn you loose. I want to remind our listeners, we're going to have Chris back in 2 weeks to give us an update on where things stand. But looking at a couple of the kids that have already verbally committed right here in the Richmond area, Anthony Harris, 6'3", 195 athlete. Also, you've got Kevin Green and another athlete from Petersburg. Mm-hmm. Those two athletes, tell us a little bit about them.
They actually both play – they are athletes. They both play quarterback for – their respective high schools. Anthony attends L.C. Byrd in Chesterfield, and as you mentioned, Kevin Green attends Petersburg. And we'll start with Kevin. He last year was actually both of those players, I believe, last year their junior seasons was their first year at quarterback. Anthony, I think, is a player who I think he's pretty safe to say he's going to end up on the defensive side of the ball. I think UVA would like to start him out at cornerback from what he's been telling me, and that's a position he plays for L.C. Byrd. He plays both ways for the Skyhawks, and he's a really smooth player. And I'm really interested to see how he shapes out on the next level in terms of if he's going to be a cornerback or a safety or potentially wide receiver. Kevin Green is a player that I wouldn't be surprised to get a look at quarterback, but he's a guy 6'2", 205 pounds. He could end up at linebacker, safety. He's another really versatile guy who could end up at several different spots. But both of those players are pretty solid. I have Anthony Harris ranked in my top 15 in the state, and he's a player I'm very high on. Just very smooth and gets rave reviews from all of the competition, the opposing coaches there in the area.
Well, next time we have you back on, I want you to prepare a little bit of a discussion about Thompson Brown over there at St. Mm-hmm. Christopher's and Diamante Bailey. Remind me, where is Bailey playing?
Bailey plays for Hermitage along right. with Curtis Grant, and Thompson plays for St. Christopher's.
Right. You know, I think the key with Bailey is you wonder, is he good friends with Grant? Because, you know, it'd be a
package deal.
Package deal. Come on, Curtis. We need a linebacker, baby.
You know, that quarterback down in Tidewater, anybody who has good as part of their last name has to be a who.
I like that. But we will be talking about Thompson Brown and Diamante Bailey. I think it'd be interesting to get a little bit more insight into those guys. But, Chris, it's been great having you on, and we'll be bringing you back in 2 weeks. And thank you for spending a few minutes with us on Who's Talking.
Congratulations on the second season. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Take care, Chris.
All right, we're gonna go to break here, and then in a few minutes we're going to do the Verica audio clip, which I think is very insightful.